Philippians chapter 2, and as we come to our time of confession, I'm going to read two passages in Philippians, and then I'm going to lead us in prayer, and I'm going to give you several different spots where you can personally confess in your own heart and mind to God. My goal is to turn these verses into the prayer, and so we'll be sort of praying these verses after I read them, and I'll give you a few spots where you can pray yourself and confess in your own heart, and then I will close us in prayer. So Philippians 2, we'll start in verse 12. Philippians 2, verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be, proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith. I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. Turn with me to chapter 4. There's a very familiar verse in this part, but I want to see it in context on this note of grumbling and complaining. Verse 10 of chapter 4. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now, at length, you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Verse 19. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. All right, let's bow together, and I'll begin our time of prayer. Lord, as we even look at these verses, I, for one, am immediately convicted even this week. I feel like this is my regular confession, and I would ask that you help us to improve in this area of sanctification. But you say, do all things without grumbling or disputing. God, even right now, God, I pray that you would forgive us for times this week where we did not grumble, where we did grumble, and we did not show contentment as we ought. So let's just take a moment to confess times of grumbling this week. Lord, you also say, or Paul says, by your Spirit, that he has learned in whatever situation he is in to be content. He knows how to be brought low and how to abound in every situation. He's learned how to face his circumstances through Christ who strengthens him. God, we confess right now us not relying on your strength to find contentment throughout all the struggles and circumstances of this week. Let's confess that together. Lord, we rely on this promise. My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we are thankful that in Christ we are counted righteous for the perfection of Jesus and forgiven even of our sins this week. But we would ask that your grace not stop there. We ask that your grace would sanctify us, make us more like this one who loved us and gave himself for us. God, I pray in the week to come that when we are tempted to slip into a carnal, grumbling, angry, resentful mindset that I personally struggle with regularly, God, I pray that we would look to the cross, look to his finished work, and ask for strengthening power to find contentment and to learn the secret of being content in any and every situation. We pray this all through Jesus. Amen.